everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 193. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. Getting closer to 200 episodes on my podcast. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. And yes, I will hit it before I finish the year for sure. And it's really fulfilling to do my podcast on a daily basis, but you guys already know that. Anyway, today's Mondays with Mello, and today we're talking about self-doubt is part of self-growth. Because in actuality, we all doubt ourselves. It's just part of our life journey. I still do it. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and act like I don't, because I've been doing this podcast for a while, and I've been writing for a while, and you know, creating a lot of content, and I still go through my moments of self-doubt. We think we can't do something sometimes, or we can't achieve something great. We've all been down this road, and I'm here to tell you it's perfectly fine. You're good. We all have fear of failure, but that's part of self-growth. And self-doubt is part of self-growth. It's what allows us to become better in our way of thinking. The one thing we can't do is stay in the same mindset in whatever we do in life. Our self-growth is a process, and staying in a rut doesn't help us right now and also in the long run. I always tell people that the choices and decisions that you make now will not only affect you now, but it will affect you in the future. And I need you guys to know that, because if you decide today that you're going to give up on all of your goals and all of the goals and aspirations that you have, what's going to happen is down the road, you're going to sit, you're going to have regrets, and you're going to wonder, what if I did this or what if I did that? And I always tell people, don't live a life of what if. I want you guys to live a life of, okay, like I doubted myself, but I went through the process and the journey. And whether I, you know, achieved what I wanted to or I failed, I learned along the way. And I've learned a lot along the way, you know, on my journey. And I'm not only pushing people to, you know, be great, but I'm also getting people to think of what their life can be. And a lot of us are walking around, you know, lacking the confidence and the skills to get to where we want to be. But in order to get there, you've got to learn. And that's part of your growth. That's part of your process. And even though I've been, you know, doing all of the things that I've been doing for quite a while, I'm still learning. And that's the beautiful part of all of this. I love having conversations with people. I love meeting people sometimes. Granted, I'm an introvert. I do at times not mind being around people and having conversations and learning and things of that nature. I really get to meet pretty cool people where I live, which is in Arizona, obviously. I like to take Ubers places because then I meet Uber drivers and I get to learn about them and their lives and, you know, what they're up to and things like that. And I meet people from New York and I meet people from, you know, all over the country and also the world. And get to have engaging conversations. And you learn about their experiences, and that's part of my growth, learning other people's stories. The biggest part of me is empathy, and I want you guys all to have empathy for not only yourself, but for others. And sometimes we forget that we can grow with our setbacks, and sometimes we allow our setbacks to define us, and that is what hinders us from doing great things in our lives. So sometimes when you fall on your butt, you start questioning yourself and whether you want to continue or you want to go on or whatever the case is. And I would tell you, take a step back, take a moment, think about things and say, okay, I didn't succeed in this instance, but can I try something else? Because there's never a straight path to getting to where you want to be. And there's always more than one option on how you get to where you're going to get as far as achieving your success. So try not to have tunnel vision, try to have peripheral vision and seeing the whole landscape of things. And just think, When you set a goal, you should think about what it will take to accomplish that goal and what hurdles you think will keep you from achieving that goal. And whether it's distractions, personal things, whatever it is, think about that too. And always know that, you know, doubting yourself and looking at everyone else that may or may not be doing the same things you're doing, they have all the confidence in the world, and you know, like, yeah, they don't necessarily have all the tools or the mental mindset, but they're going after it because they just want to do it just to make the money. See, the people that are doing things just to make money will never get the fulfillment that they really should be looking for in their lives. The people who do things out of the love and passion of wanting to make the world a better place, or wanting to change things, or looking to change the narratives of, you know, how this world is pushing all of these agendas, then that's a different story. And, you know, I've heard it takes 8 to 10 years to build something really special. Yeah, it holds true. It does. You know, when you look at, you know, people that are doing well with their lives and doing what they love and doing what they want to do, it does take a long time. I mean, if you look at lawyers, look at doctors, just them as prime examples of building something career-wise. I know the schooling part is, that's a lot. But just think, it takes time. It's a journey. You know, therapists, you know, physical therapists, look how long it takes for them to get to where they want to be. Dentists, look how long it takes for them to establish themselves. You know, the best things as far as life and career, it takes a long time. I don't want to, like, come on here and, you know, utilize the entrepreneurship part of it, because everyone looks at that as, like, the cool thing to do. It's not. No matter what you do in the creative space and in the business world, it's a lot. But there are a lot of people walking around in this world doubting themselves. Meanwhile, they have all of the talents and gifts that and they've been blessed with so many things, and they're not even, you know, pursuing what they really want to pursue. And I've met people like that, and I know people like that, like literally right now in my life, you know, and they should be and could be doing way more than what they are doing. I know people who are trilingual, and they could utilize that to, like, really make something great out of themselves, but they settle. And, you know, they look at, okay, this is what it is, and this is what life is, and that's it. No one looks outside of the realm of what life really could be. So I want you guys to really look at yourselves in the mirror and say, I have self-doubts, but I'm going to still continue to go after what I want to go after. And I want to, you know, grow. And part of that is going to be a learning curve. And I do these podcasts because I feel like it's my mission to do it. I feel like I was meant to do this. And I try to utilize experiences. I try to utilize what I've learned from, you know, other people in this world, whether it's, you know, people I know personally, or, you know, people that I see who are constantly working towards, you know, something bigger and better than them. So do something outside of the box that's going to change the world. Don't do something that has been done already. Like for me, as an author and a writer, and also this podcast that I have, I'm doing it from a whole different perspective. Like, my podcast is really Mondays with Mello, which is things that are on my mind. Wednesdays is motivation, inspiration, and Fridays is book insight. A lot of podcasts have specifically one or two set of things that are only discussed on that podcast. I have delved into so many different topics and different realms and things of that nature, and that's important to me. I don't want to be the person who's, you know, doing the same things over and over again. I put myself in the category of society and culture, along with, you know, books and things like that, for these podcasts. So I'm not really, you know, where everyone else is. And I do listen to other podcasts from time to time, but I know my podcast is different. I don't do commercials. I keep things 10 to 15 minutes, give or take. Sometimes my podcasts go a little bit longer, but sometimes that just depends on the topic of discussion or the things that I want to talk about. So sometimes it may go a little bit longer than expected, but it's fun for me. And I don't like having commercials and all that on ads and all that stuff. I don't really care for all that stuff. So, and when I did start this podcast, I did doubt myself. I was like, dang, like, do I have, you know, the right voice to do it? And after a while, I was like, you know what I do? Like, I can build something off of this. And I've come a long way. But, man, am I enjoying it. So all in all, please don't doubt yourself. And if you do, I'm here to tell you, you can do it. And you can achieve whatever you want. If it's within reason. Right? Allow your doubt to elevate you and grow into something great. Because you have it within you. So please don't think that you don't. And with that said, that's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening. As always, be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.